What if my marketing fails? I don't want to be depressing here. This is episode that will hopefully help you understand the best ways to get over that feeling, that fear. What if when I'm marketing my real estate property, what if I'm trying to market to find sellers for real estate and I fail? What do I do from there? Ah! You have that internal scream inside you. Well, my name's Andy Nathan. I am a realtor with For Sale Realty Advantage. I'm also a real estate investor, and I've been doing this for years, and I've also been a marketer, a digital marketer, for over a decade. And because of the fact that I have experienced marketing just in general, I have experienced marketing properties, I can tell you I probably failed more times than you will ever fail. And I say this proudly, and I tell you this because of the fact that, you know, the fact is, if you don't fail at least once in your marketing, you're probably not doing it right. And why is that? Because the more we fail, the more we learn about how to market properly. Because every failure is not a failure. It's really just a learning experience. So I'm going to give you the perfect example and why I want to talk to you about this today. We have a property we're selling on the south side of Chicago. It's a good rental property. We like it, but we want to get into a different type of property. So we want to sell this one first so we have the money to do that. So we're looking to sell this property, and we thought we finally had a buyer. The other realtor, I'm the listing agent on the property, and the other realtor decided to come to me and says, "Hey, yeah, the buyer likes the property. We're going to send you an offer." They send me the first offer. I said, "Great." I said, "Let me go back to the seller. I just need to confirm everything and talk to the seller." At that point, we say, "Okay, the only change we want is instead of having $1,000 in earnest money, we want $2,000 in earnest money." Everything else was the same. Nothing else was changed. One small change. And I said, "Oh, by the way, here's also the contact information for the attorney and also the contact information for the title company." Gave him the information, waited on response, didn't hear anything. She says, "Okay, I'll make the changes shortly." A day or two later, she responds back to me and says, "Oh yeah, sorry, the buyer decided to go somewhere else and they decided to find another property." I'm like, "What?" And keep in mind, this is a seller's market. So you're coming in here and you get rejected and you're like, "Oh, we thought we'd find a buyer." You don't. It happens. And that's okay, because you know what? At the end of the day, it's about the fact that if something happens like that, you have to regroup. And how do we regroup? Well, okay, now we're looking at this and we're going online and we're going to start marketing this to other investors because this is a cash flowing property and we're going to do an open house for investors. We change our marketing strategy. It doesn't work the first time. You go back and do it again. And it will happen over and over again as you continue to market properties. So my suggestion to you is, once you fail, be proud of that failure, learn from it, and then go on to the next experience and see how you could do it better so you could succeed even more. All right, so that's pretty much it for me today. This is Andy Nathan talking to you about how to do marketing better when you fail. I am your digital marketing realtor. If you are interested in talking about how to market your property better, whether you're selling, whether maybe you want to buy a property and you're not sure how to get that next property because it's so competitive right now, let's talk. Reach out to me at andynathan.net, and I'd love to be able to find out how we can help you. Feel free to schedule a 30-minute consultation, and we'll go from there. Thank you very much. This is Andy Nathan. Have a great day and a better week.